Earthing by Clint Ober, Stephen T. Sinatra, MD, and Martin Zucker. Published by Basic Health. If possible, listen to this book sitting with your bare feet directly on the earth. You will simultaneously experience what you are reading about, how contact with the earth restores your body's natural electrical state. The positive shift you feel is the start of a process in which your body slowly becomes infused with the earth's omnipresent and ever-present healing energy. This is earthing, a remarkably simple, safe, and natural act of reducing pain and stress. Part 1. Why We Are Unhealthy, The Missing Link. Chapter 1. Electrical You and Your Electrical Planet. Have you ever noticed a subtle tingling or sensation of warmth rising up from your feet during a barefoot stroll on a sandy beach or grassy field glistening with the morning dew? Did you feel revitalized at the end of your walk? If you did, you experienced the earth energizing your body. The fact is that we live on a planet alive with natural energies. Its surface teems with subtly pulsating frequencies, a phenomenon unknown to most people. Who regards the sand, grass, sidewalk, or dirt beneath their feet as an energy field? But that indeed is what the ground is and always has been. Put another way, your planet is a 6 centillion metric ton battery that is continually being replenished by solar radiation, lightning, and heat from its deep down molten core. And just like a battery in a car that keeps the motor running and the wheels turning, so too do the rhythmic pulsations of natural energy flowing through and emanating from the surface of the earth keep the biological machinery of global life running in rhythm and balance for everything that lives on the land or in the sea. People, animals, fish, plants, trees, bugs, bacteria, viruses. Throughout history, humans have strolled, sat, stood, and slept on the ground, the skin of their bodies touching the skin of the earth, oblivious to the fact that such simple contact transfers a natural electrical signal to the body. Only recently has the knowledge and significance of this connection been explored and explained by scientific experts in geophysics, biophysics, electrical engineering, electrophysiology, and medicine. From them, we are learning that the Earth's electrical energy maintains the order of our own bodily frequencies, just as a conductor controls the coherence and cadence of an orchestra. We all live and function electrically on an electrical planet. We are each of us a collection of dynamic electrical circuits. In the living matrix of our complex bodies, trillions of cells constantly transmit and receive energy in the course of their programmed biochemical reactions. Think of them as microscopic electronic machines. The movement of nutrients and water into the cells is regulated by electric fields, and each type of cell has a frequency range in which it operates. Your heart, brain, nervous system, muscles, and immune system are prime examples of electrical subsystems operating within your bioelectrical body. The fact is, all of your movements, behaviors, and actions are energized by electricity. Our lost electrical roots. Most people, even in this scientific age, are totally unaware of their bioelectrical nature. Practically no one has the slightest notion of an electrical or energetic connection between his or her body and the earth. Nobody learns about it in school, so nobody knows that we have largely become disconnected and separated from the earth. In developed societies in particular, we have essentially lost our electrical roots. Our bare feet, with their rich network of nerve endings, rarely touch the ground. We wear insulating synthetic-soled shoes. We sleep on elevated beds made from insulating material. Most of us in the modern industrialized world live disconnected from the Earth's surface. Although it is not something you probably have ever thought about, you may be suffering needlessly because of this disconnect, and you may be suffering severely and in more ways than you could ever imagine. As an analogy, think of a light bulb with a loose connection. The bulb flickers, shines weakly, or doesn't light up at all. Many people go through life with flickering or weak health. We believe this book is the first ever written about Mother Earth's natural vibes and how they keep us healthy and heal us if we connect to the source. Disconnected, the body seems vulnerable and prone to dysfunction, inflammation-related disease, and accelerated aging, a startling theory just beginning to gather scientific momentum. This is the subject of our book. The natural frequencies of the Earth that we speak of are waves of energy caused by the motions of subatomic particles called free electrons. Nobody has ever seen an electron, but you can think of them in the setting of a beehive. The bees buzzing around the hive are like electrons that move around the atomic nucleus in a cloud of energy. Another analogy used over the years is that of planets revolving around the sun. The nucleus contains protons with a positive charge, and neutrons that have, as their name implies, no charge. Electrons have a negative charge. Electrically conductive you. To understand the primordial relationship between bioelectrical you and your electrical planet, consider for a brief moment three types of materials used in electricity: conductors, insulators, and semiconductors. An example of a conductor is the metallic copper wiring in the walls of your house, or in the electrical cord that you plug into an outlet from an appliance. The outer waves of electrons in conductors, corresponding in a simplistic way to the outermost bees buzzing around the beehive, or to the distant planets orbiting around the sun, are so loosely bound that they easily move in the space between the atoms. They form a kind of gas around atoms and flow freely throughout the solid conductive material. That is why they are called free electrons. Think of them as free spirits, not bound in a relationship with any atom composing the solid material. In insulating materials, electrons are held in a tight grip by their atoms. There are no free electrons, and consequently, no current can flow through these materials. Examples of insulating materials include plastic, rubber, glass, and wood. You can now see why most of the time you are separated from the Earth. Your shoes' soles are made of plastic or rubber, and your house is made mainly of wood. Semiconductors are in between, sometimes conducting, sometimes not. Their electrical conductance is not as good as a conductor, but not as bad as an insulator. Semiconductors are the backbone of modern electrical equipment, because their conductance can be controlled by the application of an electric field. Just like the Earth, your body is mostly water and minerals, and both are excellent conductors of electrons. The free electrons pulsating perpetually on the surface of the conductive Earth, fed by natural phenomena, solar radiation, thousands of lightning strikes per minute, and energy generated from the inner core of the planet, are easily transferred up, into, and throughout your body, as long as there is direct skin contact with the ground. Homo erectus, back 100,000 generations or so, didn't know a thing about any of this. Neither did the hunter-gatherers who followed in the human timeline. Neither did the cultivator civilizations, working the land about 400 generations ago. And neither did the more recent industrial age incarnations. Even in today's electronic and wireless age, few know about the Earth's brimming reservoir of energetic free electrons. Scientists, back in the late 1800s, first measured the Earth's subtle ground currents at different places around the world, using words such as tranquil and quiet to describe them. Present-day science refers to them as telluric currents and recognizes them as part of a larger system called the global electrical circuit, involving clouds and the entire atmosphere. Geophysicists believe that this bank of almost limitless energy is continuously replenished with free electrons via an average of 5,000 lightning strikes per minute, occurring perpetually around the planet. Without getting technical, the electrical potential present on the Earth's surface rises and falls according to the position of the sun. The intensity is more positive and energetic during the day in support of your daily activities, and less positive and energetic during nighttime hours, promoting sleep. This daily high and low pattern sets in motion and orchestrates internal body mechanisms that regulate sleep-wake cycles, hormone production, and maintenance of health. Past connections. The basic phenomena of electricity were known since antiquity, but electricity was only harnessed for industrial and residential use about 120 years ago. The electron itself was discovered only in 1897, so virtually throughout the human timeline, nobody knew anything about electrons. But there was plenty of knowledge over the eons of time that the ground held special healing energy and was a basic aspect of connectedness to nature. The earth was sacred. This knowledge passed down over the generations has survived in one form or another around the globe. Civilizations everywhere recognized and tuned into the cycles of nature for survival and health. They were aware of fundamental rhythms that regulate, for instance, sleep-wake cycles and maintenance of health, and they knew that we functioned in coordination with the Earth's cycles and rhythms. Awareness existed of connectivity among the principles of Earth, life, and health, but expressed in the language of the day. Qi is a central principle in the long history of Chinese knowledge, and is regarded as the energy or natural force that fills the universe. From India's Vedic past comes an equivalent term, prana, meaning vital force. In the Chinese tradition, heaven qi is made up of the forces that heavenly bodies exert on the earth, such as sunshine, moonlight, and the moon's effect on the tides. Earth qi, influenced and controlled by heaven qi, is made up of lines and patterns of energy, as well as the earth's magnetic field and the heat concealed underground. And within the earth qi, individuals, animals, and plants have their own qi field. All natural things in this concept grow and are influenced by the natural cycles of heaven qi and earth qi. Earth qi is absorbed without thinking about it when we walk barefoot, which may explain why it's so relaxing to walk without shoes, and why exercises geared towards strengthening the body and relaxing the mind, yoga, tai chi, and qigong, for instance, are often practiced without footwear. A central focus in Chinese practices involves growing a root and has to do with opening up communication between the bottom of the feet and the earth. This process occurs through the Yongquan point, also known in acupuncture as the kidney one point. Native Americans certainly honored the connection to the earth. The late Luther Standing Bear, a writer, educator, and tribal leader from the Lakota Sioux tradition, summed it up this way. The old people came literally to love the soil. They sat on the ground with a feeling of being close to a mothering power. It was good for the skin to touch the earth, and the old people liked to remove their moccasins and walk with their bare feet on the sacred earth. The soil was soothing, strengthening, cleansing, and healing. Connect to the earth and heal. This book will show you just how soothing, strengthening, and healing the earth is. It will totally change the way you regard the ground under your feet and your relationship to the planet you live on. For most people, reconnecting with Mother Earth usually means camping, hiking, gardening, going to the beach, or pursuing some other activity that returns us in body and soul to the bosom of nature. The reconnection we talk about in this book is something different. By reconnection, we mean taking off your shoes and socks and sitting, standing, or walking barefoot on the ground, something that is absolutely free and available. The reconnection can also involve the use of conductive bedsheets or floor pads linked by a wire to a ground rod outside your house or office, or plugged into a wall outlet with a modern earth ground system. Either way, we call this reconnection process earthing or grounding, terms we will use interchangeably. They simply mean you are connected to Mother Earth. What you are doing is kin to what is well known in the electrical world as grounding, the common practice of connecting equipment and appliances to the earth to protect against shocks, shorts, and interference. Applied to people, earthing naturally protects the body's delicate bioelectrical circuitry against static electrical charges and interference. Most importantly, it facilitates the reception of free electrons and the stabilizing electrical signals and energy of the earth. Earthing remedies an electrical instability and electron deficiency you never knew you had. It refills and recharges your body with something you never knew you were missing or needed. Exposure to sunlight produces vitamin D in the body. It's needed for health. Exposure to the ground provides an electrical nutrient in the form of electrons. Think of these electrons as vitamin G, G for ground. Just like vitamin D, you need vitamin G for your health as well. As you will read in this book, the results of earthing often translate into a significant improvement, even total transformations, in health and vitality. One patient, a 36-year-old woman with advanced multiple sclerosis, was so happy about her improvement after earthing that she once ran out of her house, stood in the middle of the street, and screamed to all her neighbors to get grounded. She said she wanted to start the barefoot revolution and teach everyone how to get well. She had tried earthing out of desperation, something someone had told her about, after a doctor advised her to purchase an adjustable bed, a large screen television, and to make herself as comfortable as possible. MS doesn't get better, the doctor told her. In her case, it did, and dramatically so. Another woman spent over 5 years with debilitating pain, inflammation, fatigue, and sleep problems after a serious car accident. Despite a long career in the healthcare industry, she found herself locked in an exhausting struggle to regain her health. She went from one practitioner and treatment to another, like Humpty Dumpty in the nursery rhyme, she said. All of the king's horses and all the king's men could not put me back together again. Unable to work, she found herself instinctively drawn to lying in the grass or walking barefoot on the beach. In 1999, a friend gave her a conductive bedpad. She slept on it nightly, and within months her pain, fatigue, and sleep problems vanished. After years of pills and failed costly treatments, all I did was lay down on my bed and sleep, she said. I believe our bodies have the ability to recover from almost any condition if we relieve imbalances caused by stress. To do this, we must provide our bodies with essential natural elements, including clean air, proper nutrition, and pure water, and the missing link, our connection to the natural electrical rhythms of the earth. Even athletes who operate at the most intense levels of physical human performance have learned to ground and plug into the natural energy of the earth. From a group perspective, perhaps the most dramatic test of earthing's effectiveness in recent years was demonstrated by victorious American-sponsored cycling teams at the Tour de France. The extreme physical and mental stress in this grueling race often causes sickness, tendinitis, and poor sleep among competitors. They tend to experience slow wound healing from accidents. In the 2003 to 2005 races, and again in 2007, team cyclists were grounded after their daily competition. They reported better sleep, significantly less illness, practically no tendinitis, dramatic recovery from the day's racing, and faster healing of injuries. The practice has now been found to be so beneficial that many top athletes, including swimmers, NFL football players, triathletes, and motorcycle racers, routinely earth themselves. Earthing is simple, basic, and powerful. We regard it as a genuine missing link in the health equation, something with astounding potential to do much good for humanity. Connecting to the earth, either by being barefooted outside or in contact with a grounded device inside, doesn't cure you of any disease or condition. What it does is to reunite you with the natural electrical signals from the earth that govern all organisms dwelling upon it. It restores your body's natural internal electrical stability and rhythms, which in turn promote normal functioning of body systems, including the cardiovascular, respiratory, digestive, and immune systems. It remedies an electron deficiency to reduce inflammation, the common cause of disease. It shifts the nervous system from a stress-dominated mode to one of calmness, and you sleep better. By reconnecting, you enable your body to return to its normal electrical state, better able to self-regulate and self-heal. In 1863, the eminent biologist T.H. Huxley stated that the question of all questions for humanity, the problem which lies behind all others, and is more interesting than any of them, is that of the determination of our place in nature and our relation to the cosmos. The content of this book explores that question from the simple perspective that your place in nature, in your immediate cosmos, requires you to be directly and routinely connected to the earth under your feet. In the pages ahead, we will explore the health implications of mankind's disconnect and present the unusual story about how the disconnect and the reconnect were discovered. You will read accounts of amazing healing from doctors and people from all walks of life. Most importantly, you will learn how easy it is to reconnect, to get earthed, and to feel better. Chapter 2, The Disconnect Syndrome. Hippocrates said, "Illnesses do not come upon us out of the blue. They are developed from small daily sins against nature. When enough sins have accumulated, illnesses will suddenly appear." The father of medicine clearly knew what he was talking about 2,500 years ago when he saw his Greek countrymen committing all kinds of sins against nature. Imagine what he would think today just by looking at the most supposedly advanced country in the world. U.S. medical expenses, public and private, account for more than 17% of the gross national product and are projected to grow at a rate of 6% a year. By 2018, our medical bill will represent 20% of the country's earnings. Ouch! That implies a lot of sickness and an inability of the medical system to prevent disease in the first place. Hippocrates would likely say that's a mighty amount of sinning going on. In today's scientific age, an intense debate reverberates among researchers over what's to blame for the alarming increase in immune and inflammation-related diseases. In March 2008, an article by Rob Stein of The Washington Post brought attention to one of the primary issues responsible for the health meltdown, the decline of the human immune system. His article was entitled, "Is Modern Life Ravaging Our Immune Systems?" First, asthma cases shot up, along with hay fever and other common allergic reactions such as eczema, Mr. Stein wrote. Then pediatricians started seeing more children with food allergies. Now experts are increasingly convinced that a suspected jump in lupus, multiple sclerosis, and other afflictions caused by misfiring immune systems is real. Although the data are stronger for some diseases than others, and part of the increase may reflect better diagnoses, experts estimate that many allergies and immune system diseases have doubled, tripled, or even quadrupled in the past few decades, depending on the ailment and the country. Some studies now indicate that more than half of the US population has at least one allergy. Researchers are leveling blame at modern living because the increases have shown up first, largely in highly developed nations in Europe, North America, and elsewhere, and they are on the rise in other countries as they become more developed. "It's striking," one British researcher said. "Disturbing," said one French researcher, referring to the increase of autoimmune disorders, the difficult-to-treat and often disabling conditions stemming from a dysfunctional immune system that attacks the body's own cells, tissues, and organs. Common autoimmune diseases include lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and type 1 diabetes. The cause remains unknown, and the reasons for the increase are poorly understood. Collectively, they are among the most prevalent diseases in the United States, afflicting between 15 and 24 million people, about 75% of them women. The rise of inflammation. All these conditions, as well as the major disease killers like cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, are linked to chronic inflammation, a subject that has taken over center court in medical research during the last few years. As Time magazine reported in a 2004 cover article, hardly a week goes by without the publication of yet another study uncovering a new way that chronic inflammation does harm to the body. It tortures the sensitive linings of the arteries that feed the heart and brain, leading to heart attacks and strokes. It chews up nerve cells in the brain and may contribute to the development of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. It can promote the proliferation of abnormal cells and facilitate their conversion into cancer. In other words, the magazine said, chronic inflammation may be the engine that drives many of the most feared illnesses of middle and old age. The rise of inflammation in medical awareness has spawned a new term, inflammaging. Italian researchers coined it in 2006 to describe a progressive inflammatory status and a loss of stress coping ability as two major characteristics of the aging process. Inflammation is now believed to be the underlying cause of more than 80 chronic illnesses, and more than half of Americans suffer currently from one or more of them. Each year, millions die from these conditions. The most common chronic diseases cost the US economy alone more than $1 trillion annually. Inflammation may turn out to be the elusive holy grail of medicine, a single phenomenon that holds the key to sickness and health, wrote William Meigs, MD, PhD, of East Carolina University in his book, The Inflammation Cure: How to Combat the Hidden Factor Behind Heart Disease, Arthritis, Asthma, Diabetes, and Other Diseases. The Missing Link. What is clear in all this is that the immune system is being overwhelmed. The usual suspects in the scientific debate include genetics, poor diet, air pollution, obesity, physical inactivity, and even living in sterile homes. What has become evident to us is that researchers have overlooked another factor, something right under their noses, or to be more anatomically specific, right under their feet. In this book, we propose to add something new to the list of offenders: the lost connection to our planet's natural flow of surface electrical energy and the electron deficiency in our bodies this creates. Our investigations strongly suggest that the incidence of soaring chronic diseases during our lifetimes has occurred during a period in which more and more people have become increasingly disconnected from the Earth. Is this disconnect and deficiency a missing link, an overlooked reason why sickness statistics rise ever higher? Is it perhaps the biggest cause of all? If inflammation is the holy grail of medicine, is connection to the Earth the holy grail of inflammation? The answer to the first question is a resounding yes. We don't presume to know yet the answer to the second and third questions. That will take years of investigation. But the initial research, along with many real-life observations and experiences, provides intriguing evidence. This book is filled with that evidence. We believe that the information collected on the pages ahead packs the potential to reverse an alarming trend of failing health. We also think it can inspire entire new health standards and businesses based on reconnecting large segments of disconnected populations. We are sure that this information, if widely applied, can help any and all efforts to ease the healthcare burden shouldered by individuals, employers, and governments alike, literally from the ground up. The evidence we have gathered strongly suggests that your health status stands to benefit in multiple ways when you reconnect, even if you are chronically and seriously sick and the medical system has little to offer you. The human immune system evolved over millions of years. During this great span of time, of course, we lived mostly in barefoot contact with the earth. We were naturally earthed. Yet scientists haven't noticed that modern living involves a disconnect with the earth's stabilizing electrical energy and a loss of the body's natural grounded state, and that this loss may set up the immune system for malfunction. Did the immune system and the nervous system and other systems in the body stop functioning properly when we began wearing shoes with insulating soles and living inside houses that insulate us from the natural frequencies of the environment? Disconnecting experimentally. What happens to the human body when it is separated from the subtle evolutionary signals from the Earth was dramatically shown by experiments in Germany at the world-famous Max Planck Institute during the 1960s and 1970s. Researchers intentionally isolated volunteers for months at a time in underground rooms electrically shielded from the rhythms in the Earth's electric field. Patterns of body temperature, sleep, urinary excretion, and other physiological activities were carefully monitored. All the participants developed a variety of abnormal or chaotic patterns, sort of like a head-to-toe arrhythmia. They experienced disturbed sleep and waking patterns, out-of-sync hormonal production, and overall a disruption in basic body regulation. When electric rhythms comparable to those measured at the Earth's surface were pulsed into the metal shielding around the underground chambers, there was a dramatic restoration of normal physiological patterns. These studies, involving hundreds of participants over many years, clearly documented the significance of the Earth's electrical rhythms for normal biological function. Normal rhythms in the body establish a stable reference point for repair, recovery, and rejuvenation. In short, for full health. Clearly, the biological chaos induced in the experiments would lead in time to ill health. The conclusion is that the biological clock of the body needs to be continually calibrated by the pulse of the Earth that governs the circadian rhythms of all life on the planet. Experiments like these, under controlled conditions, provide dramatic evidence. Yet we don't live underground. We live above the ground, but not really on the ground. And that's the problem. We're disconnected. You can perhaps look at yourself and many people around you to get an idea of the consequences of this disconnect. There's a lot of sickness. Just read the health statistics and you will see more evidence that, in large or small part, indicates a disconnect syndrome. How are we disconnected, even though we obviously live on the planet?
The shoe problem. Look at what you put on your feet on a daily basis. Most of you wear one form or another of footwear that evolved from simple foot coverings designed to protect against chilly and challenging ground conditions. You are likely wearing something much more elaborate, a statement reflecting your culture, fashion, behavior, and in many cases, even identification with a tennis or basketball superstar. The late Dr. William Rossi, a Massachusetts podiatrist, footwear industry historian, prolific author, and keen observer, wrote many disturbing commentaries on what shoes do to our feet. He strongly believed that footwear is an integral part of foot care, and often complained that shoe people didn't understand feet, and foot care people didn't understand shoes. A natural gait is biomechanically impossible for any shoe-wearing person, he wrote in a 1919 article in Podiatry Management. It took 4 million years to develop our unique human foot and our consequent distinctive form of gait, a remarkable feat of bioengineering. Yet in only a few thousand years, and with one carelessly designed instrument, our shoes, we have warped the pure anatomical form of human gait, obstructing its engineering efficiency, afflicting it with strains and stresses, and denying its natural grace of form and ease of movement head to foot. Mechanical issues aside, Dr. Rossi was uncommonly attuned to the potential health risks caused by the separation of the earth and the body caused by modern shoes with soles made of insulating material. The sole or plantar surface of the foot is richly covered with some 1,300 nerve endings per square inch, he wrote in a 1997 article in Footwear News. That's more than found on any other part of the body of comparable size. Why are so many nerve endings concentrated there? To keep us in touch with the earth, the real physical world around us. It's called sensory response. The foot is a vital link between the person and the earth. The paws of all animals are equally rich in nerve endings. The earth is covered with an electromagnetic layer. It's this that creates the sensory response in our feet and in the paws of animals. Try walking barefoot on the ground for a couple of minutes. Every living thing, including human beings, draws energy from this field through its feet, paws, or roots. Dr. Rossi referred to the foot as a kind of radar sonic base, providing a little known but vital function that serves to extract energy from the earth, similar to a plant root extracting moisture from the ground for nourishment. Such ground-to-foot vibrations may thus be an important energizing power, helping to serve the body's life forces,